We're going to read and then think about some words in Ephesians with all of us together. So if you've got a Bible, that's great. It's page 1172. It's chapter 2 of Ephesians. If you haven't got a Bible nearby, then it's just a short text that I'm going to read and you can listen along. As for you, Paul says to these Christians in Ephesus, as for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins in which you used to live, when you followed the way of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in our transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith. And this, not from yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Now, I need a volunteer or two this morning. So I need a volunteer. It's got to be someone from junior school, but it's got to be someone who's very strong. So who's really strong? Are you really strong, Joel? Okay. You've got to be strong enough to just come over here a sec. You've got to be strong enough to lift me. So are you strong enough to do that? Okay, we'll try a bit later on, see if we can find a volunteer a bit later on. Okay, sorry about that. So we're looking for a volunteer now. If you're at school, you often have teams. Do you have teams and you get picked for teams at school sometimes? Is it a bit rotten when you're not the one who's picked? Why do people pick? Sort of the first people when they're picking a team. So they're picking a football team or a netball team or a basketball team or something. Why do they pick the people? Why do they choose the first people, yeah? Because they're the best. Yeah, normally because they're the best. So if you're a really good footballer, you get picked for that. Or if you're a really good netball player or something, you're the ones who get picked first. Quite a lot of us are the ones who get picked last, aren't we? It's so embarrassing. Oh, it's just so awkward at school. Scott, I don't know how children endure school. It's the worst experience of my life. But you're doing well. I need a volunteer who's really intelligent. I wonder if any of you are really intelligent. Anyone want to volunteer? Oh, you're all scared now, aren't you? Somebody have a go. I'll tell you what, I'll ask a question to see how intelligent you are. My good friend from Brazil, Rodrigo, he lives in a city called Belo Horizonte. So any of the junior school children, primary school children, want to tell me what Belo Horizonte means. Oh dear. Nobody knows? Any of the adults know, just out of interest? Beautiful horizon. That's what it means. Oh dear, I'm not doing very well finding volunteers this morning, am I? You know the great thing about when Jesus calls people? He's not looking for people who are really strong. And he's not looking for people who are really intelligent. And we're so thankful for that, aren't we? Especially if we're the guys who don't get picked in the team. And we're the guys who don't get A pluses every time for everything. We're so grateful he doesn't just pick people because they're strong or they're really intelligent. When Jesus started calling his disciples, he didn't pick the people who were already famous, who were already likely to be really good teachers of the Bible, or they were obviously going to be really good Christians. He didn't pick people like that. That's not what he did. He picked people because he chose to love them. That's what he did. He chose to love them, and he called them to be his followers. And what Paul is writing about in that letter that we just read a bit of, the letter to the Ephesians, he's writing about this Bible word, which is on the screen there. Do you want to call it out, children? What's the word? Grace. Grace. A bit louder. One, two, three.
Grace.
Grace. It's a word to shout about. It's an amazing word. And I can tell you something, children. The very oldest person in this room needs to know about grace. And it's the thing we understand the least. And it's the thing we need the most. Whatever age we are, it's grace. And Paul, in writing to these Christians, writes about grace. He writes about the reason they were followers of Jesus was not because they were called. In fact, he just said how rotten they were, how they were lovers of pleasure and lovers of themselves, and they were doing all kinds of bad things. So that wasn't why God chose them. He chose them because he chose to love them. And grace is really important, and we're going to think about it for a few minutes. Grace is God's gift. Now, I reckon Christmas is pretty much all forgotten, but what was the best gift any of you had for Christmas? Any children? Yes, Joel? You got new golf clubs. Wow. How many? Four? Five? Five golf clubs. Excellent. Oh, well. Are they a little bit shorter than things? I can't borrow them. No, too short for me. Okay. What did you get? What was your best present? A what? A cake pop maker. Does that make cakes?
They're round cakes
and lollipops. Oh, cool. Can you make one for me and bring it? You don't eat them. You do eat them. Okay. Does everyone know about cake pop?
Yes.
All right. I didn't. I do now. Can I have one for my birthday this year? Because they sound like really fun. I'm really into gadgets like that. Like we got a juicer that we had to throw away when we were going to move house, and all sorts of other things that I thought would be really great to have, but I never used. So probably a cake pop maker will be one of those things. Did you have your hand up right over there and you wanted to say about your best present? Did you? Pardon? No, never mind. I'm sure you had some really cool and good presents. Anybody else want to just tell me, one other person want to tell me their best present? Yes? Spike it. Oh, yeah. Did that go with your metal detector that you've got as well?
Oh.
I know. But what I mean is it would kind of work well with it. You know, you could be a spy with your metal detector and your spy kit and other stuff. Does spy kit include glasses and special glasses? Yeah?
Recording ones.
Oh, recording ones. If you ever see Nathan with a pair of glasses on, just be careful what you say and what you do, because he might be recording. Did you get an invisible ink pen as well?
Yeah.
I think you'd get one of those as a spy kit. See, I'm all right with spy kits. not so good with cake pops, which I think I've forgotten already. Exactly what they're called. Well, the thing about God's grace is that it's like a gift we receive. Now, why do people give us gifts? Anyone want to answer? Why do people give us gifts? Yes. To be nice, yep. Yes?
To show if they like you or not.
Yeah, to show if they like us or not. To be kind, to show that they like us. Really, when people give us gifts, it's because we're already friends and we want to express our love to somebody by giving them a gift. Almost always, you don't give a gift, or you shouldn't give a gift, in order to get something back. I took a big box of biscuits and some chocolate, I think, around to the guy who does my car. It's a car mechanic. I don't love him. I suppose I love him in a general sense, but you know, he's not my best friend. But I gave him a gift because he's quite good at changing my light bulbs when the tricky headlight one for free and stuff like that. So I suppose that was a gift because I wanted a bit of a favour from him through 2014. But normally, we don't give gifts in order to get a favour from somebody. We give gifts because we love them, and we want to show that we love them, and we want to make them happy. So, grace is about a gift. But it's about a gift that I didn't earn. Now, we were after some volunteers earlier, so because I made Joel not be a volunteer, do you want to help me with something? I need some work done. Do you want to help me? And it'll be all right. And who answered the intelligent question one? Well, we'll have these two boys then. That'll be fine. Right, I've got some jobs for you here. So if you could do some jobs for me. It's a bit dirty around here, so do you want to come over, Joel? And Brendan as well, that would be cool. So one of you could do a bit of mopping here. Do you want to just mop that area there? That would be really cool, bit of work there. And the other one, my boots are a bit dirty. So I'm just wondering, Brendan, if you could... If I put my boots up here, if you give them a bit of a polish for me, that would be really cool. That would be really nice. Oh, that's such a good job. You can spit on them if you want. I don't mind. My mum's not here, so anyone can spit. And the other one, that would be really cool. How's the mopping going? Oh, not too bad. Oh, my boots, they look really good. Just one more little finish off, just around the front there. I'm a bit fussy about that. Okay, right, good. And that one there, yeah, that would be good. Brilliant. Okay, that's very good. And the mopping, yeah, good work. A bit harder working over there. Look, it's still, still quite dirty over there. Very good. Excellent. Excellent jobs. Right. Well, because you've worked so hard, you boys, I'm going to give you a reward. There we go. Some Haribos. Now, what I want you to do is put your hand up if you've been absolutely no help to me. Anyone who's been absolutely no use to me and no help to me. Anyone who I hardly even know. Anyone who's in junior school, not anyone who's of any age. Oh, Nigel, that was a good catch. Did you not get one? Anyone who didn't get one, who's crying later, you can blame me for it. So have you been any help to me? No, I don't think so. There we go. Oh dear, I've really started something now. Good job I bought a lot of these, wasn't it? Anybody been any help to me here? No, you haven't, so you can have some. There we go. Katura's not allowed any. Oh, you stole them. Whoops. Sorry, that was for you, Oakley, but it was a really bad shot. Okay. Anybody who missed out, who's feeling bad? There we go. Sorry. Right. Just, if you can see anyone who hasn't got one, share them. And if you didn't actually get a packet of your own, feel free to come and grab one a bit later on. Well, that's my sweet money for the year gone. Sad, isn't it? The thing is, Joel and Brendan, they worked for me and they earned their sweets. But the rest of you did absolutely nothing. And you still got sweets. And all I'm trying to show you is that's what God is like. Because God shows grace and he gives gifts even when we didn't earn it. We didn't do the slightest thing to earn God's love and God's grace. So I didn't earn it. Sometimes we work really hard to get fit for something. Or sometimes we learn really hard so we can pass a test. Or sometimes we really practice really hard so we can get through a musical exam or something like that. We never did that for God. We weren't trying to do things to please God. We weren't even trying to do things to earn God's favour. We were really doing things to please ourselves, hoping maybe God might like us. Actually, more than earning God's love, by the way we've lived ever since we were born, we've actually earned God's wrath. God is not pleased with us. God is not happy with us because we spend most of our lives with our backs turned to God, walking in the other direction, not wanting God to be in charge of our lives. So I didn't earn God's grace. It's a gift he gives that I didn't earn. And I didn't deserve it because of anything I'd done. And I wasn't appealing to God. Have a look at this picture. Would you like a puppy like that? They grow up. Or a puppy like that? Or? Does anybody want a dog like that? That's the puppy's. Yeah, Brian does. Cool. Well, they're really appealing. And probably if you went to see those, especially as a whole family with little children, you'd all be going, oh, I really want one of those. They're really appealing to me. I really would like to take one of those home with me. The thing about God's grace is that there was nothing appealing about us. It wasn't like we were sitting there all sweet and admirable and nice and cuddly, and God thought, oh, I really need to take that person home with me. It wasn't like that at all. The thing about God's grace is that we didn't earn it, but we didn't deserve it. And there was nothing appealing about us or attractive about us or really sweet and nice about us that made God love us. You see, the friendship of God and the calling of God, it's a gift. And the point is that because it's a gift we didn't earn, it's a gift that we didn't deserve. There's nothing I did. There's nothing appealing about me. God just gave me a gift. So we can truly say that God loving us is a gift. But actually, it's more than just God asking us to be in his gang. Because you might have got the idea so far, well, that's pretty cool. God wants to be my friend. It's a gift. I don't deserve it, but he's being nice to me. That's good. But it's more than God just being nice to us and just giving us a present, like a Christmas present. God's grace saves us. I don't know if you know about this story. It's about a lady called Anne Marie Simpson. Anyone know about her? She spent 13 days stranded in the flood. You know, there's been lots of rain recently, hasn't there? Anyone seen any flooded areas? Anyone gone to look at rivers that have overflowed or anything like that? Yes, have you? I have. It's rather fun if you're not the one who's experiencing it. But she lives in Somerset, North Curry. Anyone know where North Curry is? Probably Brian and Pam do because they've got relatives there. But she's got a home in North Curry in Somerset, on the, I think it's called the Somerset Plains or Somerset Flats or something like that. And she spent 13 days, that's nearly 2 weeks, stranded in that house there. Floodwater entered the property, so she couldn't go downstairs at all for those whole 13 days. So she's living upstairs. She'd been there since Christmas Eve. She'd got in some supplies and must have had a mobile phone, and I don't know quite how she communicated with people, but maybe she didn't, I don't know. But she had enough food to eat anyway for those 13 days. And eventually, after 13 days, she asked to be rescued. And do you know who was rescued along with that lady? It's another dog story, I'm afraid. It's her dog. Do you know what her dog's called? Her dog's called Elvis, just out of interest. So the newspapers had a wonderful time with, you know, Elvis has left the building and all that kind of thing for this dog being rescued from this stranded house and this stranded lady. Yeah, after 13 days, I think a boat was going by, one of the rescue boats, and she called out and she said, I've had enough. And so they took her and her dog Elvis off to safety. Jesus doesn't just come to be our friend, and he doesn't just come to give us a little present. Jesus comes to rescue us. God's grace rescues us. Paul, when he was writing to the Christians at Ephesus, he has said how rotten they were, how wrong they were, and how much they needed rescuing. And God's grace rescues us. It's grace that's expressed in Jesus. Paul says it's by grace you have been saved, and it's kindness expressed to us in Christ Jesus. So if you want to kind of think about the present that God gives us, or if you want to think about the grace that God gives us, it's not just a kind of an idea that we tried to show by giving some sweets away. It's a person, and that person is Christ Jesus. And it's Christ Jesus going on a rescue mission. So just like those lifeboat men in their lifeboat went across and they rescued that lady and her dog and they took her back to dry land and to safety and where she could get food and shelter and everything else. Just like that, Jesus Christ is a rescuer. He doesn't just come to be our friend. He comes because we need to be rescued. We can't escape. We're surrounded by floodwaters that won't go down. The floodwaters are because we are sinful and we live in a sinful world. We don't want God to be in charge of us and we don't want God to rule us and we don't really want God to be our friend. We just want God to serve us. That's our sin. And that's like floodwaters that surround us, and we can't escape from that. But Jesus comes to rescue us, to put us in his boat, to take us across, and to put us on dry land. Jesus is just like that lifeboat man who comes to rescue us. He rescues me from what my sin has done. And you know, the way I get rescued is that I put my faith in Jesus. In that verse, or those verses that we read, Paul said, it's by grace you have been saved, rescued, through faith. That woman, Anne-Marie Simpson, she had a moment of trust where she had to get from her second floor in her house and either jump or be winched or whatever it was, and to put her feet in that boat and to put her faith in those rescuers and say, I'm going to go with you guys. I'm quite safe up here in my house, but I know I'm not safe for very long. My food's running out and the floodwaters are rising. So she puts her trust in the lifeboat. She gets in the lifeboat and she gets rescued. Christians, they put their trust in Jesus, which means they say, I trust you, Jesus, to rescue me from my sin and to give me the gift of eternal life. I really trust you. I put all my faith in you. I really rely on you. I really depend on you. I reckon you're the one who can save me, and you're actually the only one who can save me. I put my faith in you, Jesus. That's how we receive the gift. And whatever age you are this morning, you need to receive that gift. Or the floodwaters that are around you will eventually drown you. We need the rescue that comes through Jesus. Just one other thing to think about before we come to a conclusion. But God gives gifts, or he rescues me, so I can do the good things that God wants me to do. See, in those verses, Paul says it's by grace you have been saved, not by works, not by doing good things, not by mopping the floor or cleaning shoes or doing whatever God wants me to do. I didn't earn it. Not by good works. But then he says, for we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. This is what he's saying. It wasn't the good things you did that made God love you and to send Jesus. It was just because he loved you. But because he loves you, you want to do loads of good things for him. You want to do lots of work. You want to do lots of service. You want to obey him as much as you can. You want to serve Christ Jesus, and you want to serve his people with the whole of your life because he loved you first. That's grace. Didn't deserve it, didn't earn it. Jesus rescues us, and he rescues us so we can do lots of good things to serve him. What can you do this morning, whatever your age, whatever stage of life you're at, whatever your understanding? What you can do this morning is be like Anne-Marie Simpson, and you can step on the boat. If you're children this morning, you can right now say, I understand what you're saying. Jesus is a rescuer. I want to step on the boat. I want to receive that rescue and be safe. You can do that whatever age you are. You can pray and say, Jesus, I trust you with my life. Some of you adults here today have got to do that. You've got to say, there's nothing I can do. In fact, the stuff I'm doing was really to please myself. There's nothing I can do to earn your favor, God, but thank you for the gift of Jesus. I want to accept the gift by believing. Do you want to do that this morning? You thought it was a service for children, didn't you? But it's for you. Grace is for everybody. Accept the gift of Jesus Christ. There's an opportunity to do that right now, this morning, as we're here together. So accept the gift. As we're thinking about in our verse of the year, call on others to receive the gift. Why wouldn't you? If you'd received the best present ever, and it was a present that you could share, and it wouldn't get any less. It's not like a packet of sweets that as you give it out, you get less and less. But the grace of God, you receive it and you give it away and you've still got just as much. Why wouldn't you want to rescue people Why wouldn't you want people to be rescued by Jesus? So accept the gift, call on others to receive the gift. And particularly if you're a Christian already here this morning, thinking about God's grace is a daily activity. It's not something you learn and maybe you kind of land it and you think, okay, I understand that now. It's something every day you need to remember, because every day you will be tempted to be proud and every day you will be tempted to despair. Because salvation in Jesus is a gift and you didn't earn it, there's never, never any reason to be proud. Even if by God's grace you've done some good works in response to his love. Even if you are serving him at the moment, as far as you can see, with all your energy. Even if you're doing that, there's never a day when you need to be proud, when you should be proud. Because it's all about God's grace. So don't be proud. But also don't despair. There are days when we realise that we have not served as we should, we have not loved as we should, we have not looked to the glory of God as we should, we have sinned, we have failed. On those days, remember the grace of God, because you didn't earn it. So you haven't lost it by your failure. You may have displeased God, you may have lost some relationship with God in a way, but you have not forfeited, given up on grace, because God doesn't give up on you. Remember God's grace. It's a simple idea, really, but it's something that throughout our lives we need to keep learning. It's by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not of yourself, not by works, so that no one can boast. We are created, we are God's workmanship, created in Christ to do good works that God had planned in advance for us to do.